This afternoon,
因为我可以来国语堂来讲道。
Because I can come to the Mandarin congregation to preach.
我更高兴的。
I'm even more excited.
因为今天我们有两个讲员。
Because we have two speakers this afternoon.
除了我之外。
Apart from me.
我有Mimi Lau 全道是我们的讲员。
I have also Pastor Mimi Lau who's the speaker.
所以今天呢是很好的一个机会。
This is a good opportunity tonight, today.
我用普通话。
I use Mandarin.
他就用英文。
And she uses English.
他用普通话。
She uses Mandarin.
我就翻英文。
And I'll translate in English.
可是我从来没有听过他讲普通话。
But I've never heard her speak in Mandarin.
我不知道等一等我不能不能够翻译。
I don't know if I can really understand her.
我讲笑他讲得很好的。
I'm just joking.
今天谢谢主给我们有机会一同来跟大家分享什么是和平福音计划。
We thank the Lord that we can come and share with you what is the peace plan.
假如你有这个地序表，请你打开。中间我们有讲到的大纲。
Please turn to the middle section of your bulletin.
什么是和平福音的计划？
What is the peace plan?
就是今天求神帮助我们一同来明白的。
May the Lord help us to understand.
我不知道大家有没有听过一本书，很有兴趣的一本的书。
I'm not sure if you have heard of this very interesting book.
它的英文的名字叫 Rich, Free, and Miserable. 它的英文的名字英文的意思是你很富有你又自由你却非常的可怜。
The book's name is Rich, Free, but Miserable.
还有一个名字就是 The Failure of Success in America. 就是成功的美国的梦的失败。
This book, another book called The Failure of Success of the American Dream.
它的意思就是那个书讲的就是我们住在北美。
For us who live in North America,
就是假如我们努力一点呢，就是什么都可以有的。
So if we try harder, we can have anything that we want.
为什么我们拥有了一切？
Why do we have everything?
来到这个新的地方。
We come to a new place.
什么都很好。
Everything is good.
为什么拥有这么多？
And we own so much.
可是我们却觉得我们的生命非常的可怜呢。
And yet in our hearts we feel miserable.
那这个可怜的意思就是这样。
And of course to feel miserable is like this.
就是我们没有满足。
We don't have contentment.
我们拥有更多更多都没有满足。
We want more and more and still we are not content.
我们不觉得我们的生活有意义。
We don't think that we have meaning in life.
为什么是这样的呢？
Why is it like that?
为什么什么都有，都生命都是可怜呢？
Why do we have everything yet we feel so miserable?
会不会因为我们的生命没有其他人在里面呢？
Maybe it's because there's nobody else in our life.
在我们生命里面，我们所一切都是为了我们自己。
And everything we do is for our own good.
我们不看重关系。
We don't rely on relationships.
我们也不看重关怀。
We don't look after caring for other people.
一切都是我是最重要。
Everything is me, me, me.
所以有了什么都有了之后
，When we have everything,
我们都觉得没有满足。
We still don't have satisfaction.
因为我们没有了更高的意义。
Because we don't have a higher meaning.
虽然拥有一切都是可怜的。
Though we have everything, yet we're in pity.
这个作者呢，写这本书那个人呢，他就。用了一个的比喻。
This author, he uses a parable.
其实不单是比喻，是真的一件事情。
It's a real life example.
他说现在很多人呢，都希望能够攀登那个珠穆朗玛峰这个 Mount Everest.
So they say everybody wants to climb up to this Mount Everest.
这个是世界上最高的山峰。
This is the highest mountain in the world.
是很困难攀登的。
It's hard to climb up to the top.
很多人呢都花了差不多一生的钱。
Some people use their whole life and their resources.
就买很多的设备。
To buy a lot of equipment.
有很多的训练。
A lot of training.
就希望有一天呢，可以攀登这个 Mount Everest.
They think that every day, one day they would climb up to the top of the mountain.
那个作者，作这本书的作者就说
，And as author said,
为什么有人愿意把一生的钱都花在爬这个山，都为了这件事情呢
？Why is one willing to spend everything they have in life just because they want to climb to the top of the mountain？
这个是非常危险的一个的攀登这个山。
This is a very dangerous thing to do。
因为十个人中呢，有一个人是丧命的。
Because in every 10 people, one dies.
那么假如你真的可以跑到这个山的山顶上、山峰上，
even if you're able to climb to the top,
那么对其他人有什么帮助呢？
Then what does it mean to anybody else?
那么是为了什么呢？
What is that for?
那个作者是为了一件事。
And the author said it's for one thing.
就是我对人说，
so that I can tell people,
我曾经攀登过这个 Mount Everest.
I climbed to the top of the Mount Everest.
我到了那个山顶上。
I went to the mountaintop.
这个就是唯一的好处。
That's the only good thing that comes out of it.
那么花了那么多钱，那么多的时间，为了一切，都是讲一句话， I have been there.
We spend so much time, so much resources just because we want to say, 我已经去了。
就是你到了那个地方之后，
When you get there,
你又会觉得怎么样呢？
How do you feel?
有一个这个作者他说了一个人、他的名字叫做 David Sharp.
And the author said there's a guy called David Sharp.
他是其中一位这个、攀登这个山的人。
He's one of the people who climbed this mountain.
他说哪一次他攀登这个山的时候，因为睡了下来。
And one time he climbed up and he fell down.
他伤了他的腿。
And he hurt his leg.
Broke his leg, yeah. 他躺在这个雪山中不能够动。
So he lied there on the mountain and he cannot move.
他说有四十个人都是爬山的人经过。
The 40 climbers just went past him.
没有一个人救他。
Nobody saved him.
没有一个人理会他。
Nobody ever talked to him.
他看见他之后，他们继续的爬上去。
They saw him lying there and they kept going up.
为什么？
Why?
因为这些人说，我花了那么多的时间来爬这个山。
Because they said, I spent so much resources to climb this mountain.
我花了那么多的钱是准备来攀这个山。
I spent so much money to climb this mountain.
而且这个山的天气随时会变的。
And you know the weather changes anytime in this mountain.
假如我现在不走上去，就没有机会了。
If I don't go up, I have no more chances.
所以对不起了，你躺在这里可以了。
So I'm sorry, you just lay there. But
我们要继续。
I have to go on.
所以这个 David Sharp 就死在这个山上。
And the end, this David Sharp died there.
那个作者说，这个是为了什么？
And the author said, what is that for?
这个就是生命的一切嘛。
Is that the meaning of life?
这个能够叫我们满足吗？我们跑到下面。
Even if you go to the top, would that give us contentment?
上帝对我们说，
The Lord says to us,
真正的满足不是自我中心。
The real satisfaction does not come from the self-centeredness.
真正的满足就是做成神的使命。
Real contentment comes from living out the purpose of God.
神的使命就是要我们不但是爱上帝，也是用上帝的爱去爱其他的人。
The purpose of God is for us not just to love God Himself, but with the love of God, we go love this world.
上帝的心意就是让我们把神的和平的福音也跟其他人一同来讲。
The heart of God is for us to share the peace plan with other people.
这个就是我们青年人中年人、老年人做基督徒，我们要做的事情。
This is where Christians of all generations need to pay attention to.
我们一同来读刚才已经读过的两节的圣经，《路加福音》第十章一到二节。
Let's now read Luke 10 verses 1 to 2.
我们一同来读。这事以后，主要设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个的在他前面。往自己所要到的各城各地方去，就对他们说，有修的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。路加福音十章一到二节。这个圣经对我们说，这事以后，耶稣说，这事以后，这事以后。
And the Bible says this after this incident.
这事是什么事呢？
What incident was that?
就是路加福音第九章的发生的事。
Was what happened in Luke chapter 9?
那在路加福音第九章，耶稣基督的差遣十二个门徒出去。
At that time, Christ sent out 12 of his disciples.
叫他们去传福音、收庄稼。
He sent them out to go and share the good news.
那么现在路加福音第十章之后呢，他就说他再差。七十个人出去。
And there in chapter 10, we see him sending out another 72 people.
那十二个门徒都是代表以色列这个国，因为他有十二个支派。
The 12 disciples represent the nation of Israel, because they have 12 tribes.
这七十个人是代表每一个属于上帝的人。
The 72 people represents all the people that belongs to God.
这是每一个人都应该被上帝差遣出去。
Everybody needs to be sent out by God.
做神自己的工作。
To do His work.
所以我们的中心不是我们自己。
So the center is not where, who we are.
乃是上帝的旨意。
It's the will of God.
耶稣在马可福音16章也这样讲过。
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, it says,
他又对他们说, 你们往普天下去, 传福音给万民听。
And then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all nations.
什么叫做和平福音计划呢?
What is the peace plan?
第一件事我们要知道的,
the first thing we need to do,
这是神他自己是一位差传的上帝。
You have to understand God is a missio Dei, the God of missions.
他自己是一个差传的神。
He's a missional God who sends out.
很久以前他选了一个的民族。
He chose a nation,
就是以色列,
which is Israel.
他说以色列, 我要祝福你,
he said, I'm going to bless you, Israel.
不是因为你是世界上最好的人, 不是,
not because you're the best nation in the world.
我祝福你,
I bless you.
因为我要差你出去,
because I want to send you out.
我要差以色列人, 你到, 世上每一个国家, 包括我们中国, 把福音传出去。
I want to send you Israel as a nation to go into other nations, including China, to share the good news of God with them.
可是以色列人没有这样做。
But Israel did not do that.
他们都是自己做自己的事。
They did their own thing.
后来上帝又说, 在以色列人中间,
and God said, amongst you Israel,
我要差一个人来传, 成全我的救恩。
I'm going to send out one person to fulfill my plan.
这个就是从天来到地上的耶稣基督。
This is Jesus Christ who came from heaven.
上帝借着耶稣基督来成就救恩。
Through Jesus Christ, there is redemption.
那么耶稣基督成就了救恩之后, 他说, 我给你们一个的榜样。
After he completed salvation, Christ said, I give you an example.
你们要来跟随我,
come follow me.
把这个好消息传给万民听,
share this good news to all nations.
证明神恩惠的福音,
to testify to them the gospel of salvation.
所以我们常常听人说, 拆传, 什么叫做拆传呢?
So when we say missions, mission, what is that?
拆传就是被拆出去,
mission is being sent out,
来传福音,
to share the good news of God.
我们英文叫做 call to be on mission, 就是这个意思。
In English, it's called call to be on mission.
那么和平福音是什么呢?
So what is peace plan?
和平福音计划就是拆传。
The peace plan is being called to be on mission.
我们叫做拆传, 就是宣教的意思。
Peace plan is being missions.
对了, 所以, 这个和平福音就是这个宣教。
Peace plan is missions.
那我就搞清楚呢, 有两个字, 英文呢, 是差不多的。
But be careful, there's two words that are pretty similar in English.
一个字呢就是英文这个叫做 mission, M-I-S-S-I-O-N, 就是使命。
One is mission, which is your life purpose.
另外一个呢就是 missions, 有一个 S在最后的。
And the other one is missions.
那么这个分别是在哪里呢?
What's the difference?
第一个就是 M-I-S-S-I-O-N, mission, 这个是, 就是使命的意思。
Mission is life purpose.
这是按照圣经的意思。
According to God.
这个使命就是这个大使命, 跟那个大诫命。
The Great Commission and the Great Commandment.
什么是大使命呢?
What is the Great Commission?
大家都听过的马太福音, 里面讲过。
In the Gospel of Matthew.
神给我们每一个人的使命。
And God gave us a mission.
就是要我们出去。 使万民做他的门徒,
so go and preach the good news to all nations.
使万民做他的门徒,
making them disciples.
透过出去, 透过施洗, 透过, 教导, 帮助他们成为神的门徒。
Through us going out, through us baptizing them, through us teaching them to help them to become disciples.
这个就是使命,
that is mission.
这是大使命。
The Great Commission.
那么大诫命是什么呢?
What is the Great Commandment?
好, 大诫命就是让我们是爱上帝跟爱我们周围的人。
To love God and love those around us.
所以我们就透过这个使命, 成就神赐给我们的五方面的事情, 就是敬拜, 布道拆传, 做主门徒, 相交跟服侍。
So through the Great Commandment, what we accomplish is caring, celebration, cultivation, consecration.
Yeah. 就是这样的, 这个就是使命。
That's our mission.
那么什么叫做 missions, 有这个S在最后的呢?
Missions with an S, what is that?
这个 missions 的意思就是宣教拆传的多的各方面的工作。
is to preach the good news to all kinds of work.
It's the different ways that we are doing it, 就是不同的方法来去做这个宣教的差传。
It's for different ways that we do the work of missions.
我们主要讲这个mission呢, 这个宣教差传呢, 就是在异文化的, 就是跟我们文化不同的地方里面传福音的行动。
Especially we do work in a different culture than what we are.
所以我们知道什么叫做使命。
So we know what is a mission.
什么是宣教的差传。
What is missions.
那么我们通常传福音是什么呢?
So what do we do with the evangelism?
我们叫做布道。
We call it evangelism.
就是布道通常的讲的就是在本地的福音的传福音的工作。
So we share the good news in the local place.
好了，我们明白了上帝的意思之后，我们要听了耶稣基督跟我们讲这句话。
Let us hear what God Christ said to us.
在约翰福音20章21节。
Gospel of John chapter 20 verse 21.
耶稣对他们说，对门徒说，也是对我们说，愿你们平安。 父怎么样差遣了我，我也照样的差遣你们。
And he said, Peace be with you as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you.
就是这个原因，所以今天上帝要差遣我们每一个属于他的人都去传这个福音。
Because of that, God is sending you and me to share the good news.
可是传福音，我们靠我们自己的能力是没有可能的。
So to rely on our own self, it is not possible.
所以耶稣对我们说， 我要差圣灵来你们中间。
So he said, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵能够给你们有能力， 能够有这个胆量去传福音。
And it gave you the courage to go do it.
所以圣经说， 在使徒行传第1章第8节，这里这样说。
That's why in the book of Acts, first chapter 1, verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、跟撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
We will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world.
2000多年前，圣灵已经降临在这个世界。
In 2,000 years, the Holy Spirit already come upon us.
圣灵不是在随随便便的都有，圣灵就是住在跟随耶稣基督、相信耶稣的人的心里面。The
Spirit of God does not just flow anywhere. He's living in those people who follow God.
所以今天假如我们留意的时候，我们发觉是圣灵给我们这个能力，给我们这个机会。So
when we pay attention, we know it's the opportunity given to us by the Holy Spirit.
好了，那么现在我就跟大家讲一讲呢。 那么什么叫做和平福音计划呢?
So what is the peace plan then?
和平福音计划就是把这个差传呢更清楚的能够看得清楚讲得出来。
So as to look clearly at what missions is and to be able to communicate clearly.
这个世界里面普世里面有5个最大的问题。
There's 5 huge problems in this world.
这个世界里面好像有5个属灵权势的巨人。
There are 5 spiritual giants in this world.
他们是属灵的恶势力。
There are spiritual force, dark forces.
这个就是撒旦魔鬼自己的工作。
They're the principalities and powers of Satan.
那五方面呢?
Which 5 areas?
第一方面就是魔鬼的工作使人的心灵空虚。
Number 1, to have spiritual emptiness amongst people.
不单的是让人的心灵空虚，他把人的心灵呢把它蒙蔽了。
And to give lies and binding to the hearts of people.
所以叫人看不清楚什么是真正的属灵的事情。
And people's eyes are blinded and they're not able to see the spiritual things of God.
这个就是很多人为什么都没有机会听了福音，因为魔鬼把他们的心蒙蔽了。
This is why a lot of people are not able to hear the word of God.
第二就是自我中心的领袖。
Number 2 is egocentric leadership.
在我们世界里面有很多聪明的人都是做世界的不同的领袖。
There are many smart people who are leaders of the world.
可是问题就是他们是自我中心的领袖。
But they are very egocentric.
他们都是为了自己的好处。
All for their own good.
不是为了他们的国民。
Not for the nations.
所以很多有能力能干的领袖。
So a lot of capable people.
他的国家的人受了很多的苦。
And the people suffer.
在很多的公司里面也有很好的领袖。
A lot of companies, they have good CEOs.
可是因为他们的心都是为了自己，很多人在他的手下 受了很多的苦。
But because their heart had perverted, people suffer under them.
因为撒旦在他们的心里面工作。
Because Satan is working in their heart.
好了，那么第三是什么呢？
Number three is what?
第三是我们说这个是赤贫而恶化。
Number three is extreme poverty.
什么叫做赤贫呢？就是非常的贫穷。
It's when you are very, very poor.
就是贫穷的人就越来越贫穷。
When you are poor, you become more and more poor.
有钱的人就越来越有钱。
You become, the rich people become more and more
rich. 所以这个是赤贫的贫穷的恶化。
Extreme poverty.
啊，这个第三呢，就是魔鬼自己的工作。
This is what the Satan does.
那么第四方面是什么呢？
Number four is what?
第四方面是疾病的蔓延。
Pandemic diseases.
就是在我们的世界里面有很多的病痛。
There's a lot of sicknesses in this world.
有很多的病是可以医得好的。
Sometimes cured.
可是因为人的贫穷的原因。
But because of poverty.
啊，医得好的病都没有办法医了。
A lot of diseases cannot be cured.
所以这个是疾病的疾病的蔓延了。
Therefore, we have pandemic diseases.
那么第五方面。
Number five.
我们叫做文盲的。一个的应该叫是这个是标星，这个字好像写错了啊。
Crippling illiteracy。
这个标星就标就不是风字，不是台，应该加一个炎热的炎热的炎，是不是啊？标声哈，是文盲的标声哈。
Crippling illiteracy。
就是很多人，特别是下一代的人，是没有机会读书的。
And people who have no chance to go to school.
那么谁在这五方面来么工作呢？
So how do we face all these giants?
其实在后面有一个属灵的一个恶势力。
And behind it are very evil forces.
这个就是撒旦魔鬼做这个世界里面的工作。
This is the work of the Satan in this world.
那么答案是在哪里呢？
Then what is the answer?
答案是在我们的政府吗？
Is it the government?
答案是在这个什么就救济的机构吗？
Is the answer any organizations?
不是。
No.
这答案是在耶稣基督里面。
The answer is Jesus Christ.
唯有耶稣基督是唯一的答案跟出路。
Jesus is the only way out and the only answer.
那么耶稣基督是答案，是谁来把耶稣基督这个答案传出去呢？
But who tells people that Jesus Christ is the answer?
当然是耶稣基督的教会。
Of course, it's the Church of Jesus Christ.
所以，假如普世的教会能够在这方面做差权，实行这个和平福音计划，这个答案就来了。
So when the Church of Jesus Christ does the peace plan, the answer is there.
所以，什么是和平福音计划呢？
So what is the peace plan?
和平福音计划就是透过我们这些平凡的基督徒。
So it's through ordinary people like you and me.
可是是靠着上帝的大能。
Relying on the power of God.
我们一同来合作。
We do it together.
一同合力。
Cooperating each other.
在我们自己身处的地方带来这个改变。
And to bring transformation to the places that where we are.
假如世界上有五个这个属灵的恶势力的工作。
Because there's five spiritual giants there.
教会就做五个的回应。
And then the church will have five responses tackling against it.
是什么五个回应呢？
What are the five responses?
第一，我们一同来去建立更多的教会。
First, we plant church and hope.
因为教会能够重建人的心灵盼望，因为有救恩讲给他们听。
Because in the church there is hope.
所以第一就是建立教会，就是这个 peace plan, 那个 peace, 那个 P 的字。Plant church,
which is the five acronyms of the word peace. The word P means plant, church, and hope.
我们是plant 集了三间的教会。
We have planted three churches here.
都是在我们这里附近的。
All around here.
可是在很多其他的地方，还有很多地方是没有教会的。
There are many places without a church.
会不会我们要做的第一件事就是一同来学怎么样再建立更多的教会呢？
Maybe we need to learn how to plant churches.
那么第二方面教会我们可以一同来做的。
Number two that we need to do.
这是装备仆人领袖。
To equip servant leaders.
这是重新的从圣经里面教什么是一个真正的领导，是合神心意的领导的模式。
To demonstrate how to be a servant leader.
这个模式就是这个 model.
The model.
就是这个就是我们应当要做的。
This is what we need to do.
所以教会里面，我们应当一同来学什么是做什么是真正的仆人的领袖。
So we need to know what is being a servant leader.
不单单我们要这样讲，我们要出去，要把这个真理告诉其他的人。
We need to teach this truth to other people.
因为我们要装备他们。
We need to equip them.
那么第三方面，教会我们可以一同来做的就是帮助穷人。
Number three is assist the poor.
帮助他们能够脱离这个气贫的困境。
Have them leave the extreme poverty.
真正的帮助的穷人呢，不是给他们钱，给他们饭吃，不是单单是这样。
Real help is not just to give them money or food.
而是帮助他们能够怎么样，能够脱离这个贫穷的这个情况。
The real help is to help them to leave poverty.
好像我们说就是把他们带更高的想一层楼啊，让他们可以自己可以懂得怎么样去做工作啊，有饭吃啊等等。
So to empower them so they know how to feed themselves.
这个就是帮助穷人了。
That's assisting the poor.
那么第四方面就是关顾病者。
Number four is care for the sick.
帮助他们有疾病的人呢，帮助他们。
To care for those who are sick.
那么最后一个就是教育了。
And the last one is educate the next generation.
教育下一代。
Educate the next generation.
改善他们的文盲这方面。
Improve literacy.
给他们有机会。
Yes.
所以你看这五方面呢，确实就是耶稣基督要我们做的差传。
And this is the five areas of missions that God wants us
to do. 你说，耶稣哪里说过是做这五件事啊？
And you say, where did Jesus say that?
我可以，等于你看看这个福音书。
And you look at the Gospels.
这五件事情也是耶稣当他在世上传福音的时候，传道的时候，也是他做的事情。
This is what Christ does.
第一，我们看见耶稣他说他是心灵所需要者的真光。
And it says Jesus is the true light that people need.
耶稣基督把这个人的眼睛打开了，让他们看见。
He opens the eye of our heart.
耶稣也教导其他的人怎么样去领导其他的人。
And Christ tells us how to lead other people.
他的门徒说：“我要做一哥，我是要做大哥，你是小的，我是大的。”耶稣说：“不是。”
And the disciple says, "We want to be the first, and they will be the last."
耶稣说：“你要做最大的，你先做最小的。”
And Christ said, "You want to be the biggest one, you have to be the smallest."
你要做
the smallest.
你要做 number one 的时候，你要先做众人的仆人。
You want to be the boss, you have to be the servants first.
这个就是耶稣教导我们的。
This is the teaching of Christ.
那么耶稣跟贫穷的人、跟大众来认同，我们大家都知道这个事情。
And he cares for the poor.
有很多人。有很多地方没有公义的，很多人受了这个没有公义的打击。
A lot of injustice.
耶稣基督就把这些人救出来。
And the Lord saves them.
我们知道他都是这样的一位的救主。
And he's such a Lord.
不单单这样的事，就是耶稣怜悯医治万病的人，这个是大家都知道的。
And he has mercy for the sick and he cures them.
今天我们也有这个可能啊，我们在座中。在最终很多人是懂得医学的，懂得怎么样帮助人的，我们也要出去奉耶稣基督的名来到医治这些有病的人。
So today in the name of Jesus Christ we go and heal the sick.
最后耶稣教导人的智慧。
And last of all he gives us wisdom.
我们也可以，你们在座中是很有文化，能够读过很多书的人，我们就要把我们有的跟其他人帮助，特别是下一代让他们有机会可以读书。
And there are many times when we give tuition and help other people to have the chance to go to school.
这个就是我们教会神给我们的一项和平福音计划。
This is a vision that God gives us. Peace plan.
我现在这里工作。
We work in here.
然后我们去世界每一个的地区来做这个和平福音的工作。
And then we go into different areas of the world to do this work.
最后神给我们有这个能力，我们一同来同心。到世界上面有很多我们叫做未得之民的群体当中来工作。
And then the Lord opens the door for us to go to the places where there's unreached people group.
这个就是和平福音计划了。
And that's the peace plan.
那么我们怎么样参加和平福音计划呢？
So how do we participate in the peace plan?
刘全道，你跟我们讲一讲可以吗？
Oh, sure, I'll tell people.
Yeah.
那我们怎么去参加这个和平福音的计划呢？
How are we going to join this peace plan?
重点就是要做一个活出和平福音的人。
The most important thing actually is to live out a peace person.
明白，不单只是用口去传，乃是用我们的生命去活出来。
Not only that we use our mouth to tell people about this, but use our life to demonstrate what it means.
因为这个世界不单只要听我们讲，要从我们的生命里边看得见神的爱是真实的。
Because this world doesn't just want to listen or hear us, but they want to see that the love of God is real.
在印度加尔各答哪里呢？
India, Calcutta, India.
我们有一个合作的机构伙伴Mercy Ministries.
We have a cooperating agency called Mercy Agency.
他们的创会牧师就是这个 Mark Bunting 牧师。
Their leader is called Mark Bunting, Reverend Mark Bunting.
Right. Yeah. 他60年前到印度做这个宣教士。
60 years ago, he went to India as a missionary.
到印度当然就是开教会了嘛。
It starts a church there, yeah.
举行这个崇拜啦，布道会啊。
In that church, they have worship services and evangelistic meetings.
就在其中一堂的讲道里边，他正在讲道当中。
In a particular time when he was preaching at a meeting,
有一个乞丐突然走进来。
Somebody just came in.
A beggar came in.
A beggar came in.
就叫他打断他。
The beggar disrupt him.
大声呼喊说
：“The beggar shouted out,
牧师，你先填饱我的肚子，才跟我讲这个世界有一个神爱我。
”The beggar said, "Pastor, you fill up my stomach first before you tell me the message."
这句话深深的打动了这个牧师。
And this word, these few words touch his heart.
也改变了他的服事的这个路上。
And changed the way that he served.
以后五十年里边，他开设了很多的扶贫的工作。
In the next 50 years, he started the ministry of helping the poor.
他开办了学校，开办了培训中心。
He opened the schools and he opened a counseling center.
他开了这个医院。
He even established a hospital.
就在人的困苦当中，他站在里边去服侍他们。
In the midst of the suffering of the people, he stood there and served those people.
让这些人能够亲身的看得见啊，这个就是神的爱。
Let people see that this is the real true love of God.
神的爱原来是真实的。
God's love is real.
弟兄姐妹，这个不就是主耶稣的榜样吗？
Brother and sister, isn't it? This is actually the example that Jesus demonstrated.
是吗？
Isn't it true?
道成肉身住在我们的中间。
This is what he means by incarnation. God comes and come upon and live within us.
跟我们同住，同吃饭。
He lived with us. He eat with us.
治病赶鬼，告诉我们天国的道理。
He healed the sick. He cast out the demon. He tells us that what does it mean by the kingdom of God?
最后死在十字架上，三天复活。
And then later on, he died on the cross and was resurrected 3 days later.
完全显明了神的爱就是那么的近，那么的真实。
Fully, he demonstrated how close, how real the love of God is.
活出和平福音。
To live out as live out the peace plan.
那我们要怎么做呢？怎么去活出来呢？
So how should we do it?
刚才牧师讲。单靠我们自己呢，永远不会成功的。
Pastor talked about it a bit earlier. He said, just by our own effort, it is not possible.
主耶稣给了我们这个大使命。
Jesus gave us this great commission.
但是他说你们要先等。
He said you have to wait.
等什么？
What do we wait for?
等圣灵的降临。
And wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
很多时候我们看这句圣经《使徒行传》啊，一章八节，我们就是把这个重点放在这个你们要去。
When we read Acts chapter 1 verse 8, a lot of time we put the emphasis on going out.
但是重点是怎么样？是你们要等圣灵的降临。
But the focus is not that. The focus is you wait upon the coming of the Holy Spirit.
往后你们是怎么样？必得着能力。
Because when you have the Holy Spirit, you will have this power.
所以和平福音的秘诀呢？是怎么样呢？
So what is the secret of peace plan?
就是我们要跟圣灵有亲密的关系。
And the secret is we have to have a close relationship with the Holy Spirit.
能够得到从神而来的能力。
In that way, then we can have the power that comes from God.
带着属于神的权柄，我们就可以走出去。
And with the authority and the power that He has given us, we can go out.
那这个世界就会改变。
If we do that, the world will begin to change.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我跟你讲啊。
Brother and sister, listen to me.
和平福音的开始不是你这个飞机降落在这个国家哪一天开始。
To start the peace plan doesn't mean that we fly over a certain place and you go over there.
和平福音甚至不是从你要买机票啊，我要去了哪一天开始。
A peace plan doesn't start with you buying the air tickets.
和平福音是从你今天，就是今天怎么去好好的读圣经。
Peace plan begins with you today, how you begin to really study the Bible.
让神的话走进你的心里边去塑造你。
Let the word of God dwell within you and to change you.
去改变我们这里每一个人的生命。
And to change our lives, to transform our lives.
和平福音的开始是从我们今天怎么去祷告。
The peace plan begins with us today on how we are going to pray.
怎么在祷告里边领受从神而来的旨意。
Through prayer, we will understand what is the will of God for us.
透过祷告建立更亲密的关系。
Through prayer, then we will build a close and intimate relationship.
和平福音的开始是从你今天怎么在你的小组里边按手为人祷告。
Peace plan begins with how in a small group that you lay hand on one another to pray for your brother and sister in the group.
你学习怎么在你的群体、你的团体里边服侍、接纳别人。
How you in your small group you begin to learn to accept one another.
这个就是和平福音的开始。
This is the beginning of the peace plan.
所以在和平福音参加和平福音这个邀请的同时
，So when we are inviting people to join the peace plan at the same time,
同时是另外一个邀请。
At the same time, there is another invitation.
就是你怎么在神的灵里边跟主耶稣的关系越来越亲密。
That is how in the spirit of Christ, you and I beginning.Have a closer and closer, more intimate relationship with Him.
因为没有主耶稣，我们什么也做不了。
Because without Christ, we can do nothing.
我每一次做完这个和平福音的工作回来的时候
，Every time when I finish the peace plan and then return home，
每一次都是。
Every time，
我心里边就有一个更大的渴慕神。
Every time when I come back, that my heart became to yearn for God even more.
我说神啊，我看见这个世界的需要那么的大，那么的多。
Lord, I have seen the world as so much need and so heavy burden.
我怎么去面对呢
？How could I face all this?
我唯一可以做就是回到你的身旁。
All I can do is just to come back close to you.
坐在你的脚的面前去领受从你而来的带领。
The only I can do is to sit in front of you and sit under your feet.
让你的灵再一次来充满我。
May your name fill me once again.
每一次圣灵就这样子打开我的心灵的眼睛。
And every time through this, the Holy Spirit open my eyes again.
让我看见更多神的这个宝贝的这个话语。
Let me see more and more the precious word of God.
我过去这个日，我的祷告就是。
For this month, my prayer is.
神啊，我很不满足，我现在跟你的关系，我想要跟你更亲密的关系。
My prayer is, Lord, I'm not satisfied with my relationship with you. I want to be closer to you.
我很羡慕以诺。
I want to be more involved.
I want to be. I admire Enoch.
Enoch
这个人就是跟你亲密的同行。
Because he walked with you, he walked with God.
我很想像他一样。
I want to be like Enoch, walking with God.
两个礼拜之前，神给我一个答案。
Two weeks ago, God gave me the answer.
他说你要的东西。
He said, "What you want?
已经在这里。
It's already here.
你就去拿吧。
Go and take it."
我很感恩
I'm so thankful.
因为神不是说我会慢慢给你的
Because he does not say that, okay, gradually I'll give it to you, no.
或者是让我想一想吧
God does not say that, well, let me think about it.
他是说你要的已经在这里了
God said, what you want is already here.
你就凭信心去拿吧 Go claim it.
And go claim it by faith, God said.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是我们的神的心。
Brother and sister, this is the will of God for us.
在这个和平福音的邀请里边
under this invitation of peace plan,
同时是一个在神里边晋升的邀请
it is also an invitation for us to go deeper with God.
因为神要重用你
because God wants to use you.
你过去你的背景，你的经历，
Doesn't matter for your
the background you have or whatever you have before.
Yeah, whatever background you have before, yeah.
Sorry, 我的国语真的不好。
不是，我的耳朵不好，应该不好。 Doesn't matter what background we have, let go of it.
Because 神要重用你。
Because God wants to use you.
你知道吗? 和平福音的特点不单只要靠宣教士。
The key thing about the peace plan is not just to rely on missionaries.
我们很敬重宣教士的。
We respect all the missionaries.
他们是好的。
They are great.
但是我们不可以再单单是靠宣教士的。
But we cannot just depend on the missionaries.
因为主耶稣回来的日子要快要来了。
Because Jesus Christ is coming back soon.
阿爸天父宣教的心是给所有的人的。
The heart of our Abba Father is that the gospel will be heard by everyone.
因为我相信每一个人都被蒙召。
Because I believe that everyone will have a chance to be blessed.
Because I believe everyone here is called. 你们每一个人都蒙召的。
Everyone here is called by God.
你相信吗? 你蒙召吗? Are you called by God?
Do you believe that you are called by Him?
Not maybe just to be a pastor, not really in that sense.
Not only just the
不单只是做一个牧师，不是这样子。你今天的蒙召是因为神要按照你的过去的经验，他要用你的经验，他要用你的背景，就在你现在的岗位里边，他要重用你。
Whatever background that you have, whatever situation you have, God wants to use you right now in your present situation.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们很多都大部分的人都是从另外的国家国内。
Many of us came from other countries.
你有没有想过, 为什么神容许开了门给你来到这个国家?
Have you ever thought why God allows you to come to this place?
为了小孩子的教育?
Is it because of the education of your children?
那这个是好的。
That's of course it's good.
为了过另外一种的生活的模式?
Is it because he wants you to live another kind of life?
这个也是好的。
This is good too.
但是你也没有想过, 我们就是这样子吗? 就是这样过了吗?
Is that all he wants us to do here?
每个礼拜就来教会坐一坐。
Every Sunday we just come here to visit the church.
有小组的时候就吃吃饭，谈谈话，就很开心就回家了。
When you have small group, just have some social event and then go home.
就是这样子吗?
Is that all God wants from us?
会不会神说不是？我把你带到过来这边，还有一个更大、更高的旨意要在你的身上要显露出来。
Would it not that God said there is a greater thing I want to accomplish in your lives?
因为这个就是我在每个我的子民的身上要完全显露出来的旨意。
Because this is what I want to be seen, to be manifested in all my people, all my people.
弟兄姊妹，曾经。 莫迪改跟这个以色列王后讲过一句话，不知道你记不记得？
Brother and sister, in the Old Testament, Mordecai he spoke to the Queen Esther.
他就说，焉知你得到皇后的位分是为了今天的机会吗？
Don't you know that you have this opportunity is for the time like this?
弟兄姊妹，我相信今天神也在用这句话跟你们每个人在讲话。
Brother and sister, I believe that God is using this verse to speak to each one of you.
焉知道你们得到属于神的儿女这个位分。
Don't you know that you have become a Christian and have this relationship with God?
就是为到今天神放在你的生命里边，要彰显神的荣耀这个机会吗？
And there is a deeper purpose that God wants to use you in order to manifest Himself to other people.
我们一生的满足就是透过神的旨意彰显出来，得到最多的满足。
True satisfaction is when we live out in the center of God's will.
你看看城北华基，我们是一个大的教会，很蒙福的。
You look at our church, this is a larger church and we are blessed.
但是就是为了大家开开心心的过了下半生就是这样子吗？
But is it that we just have a good time and that's it for the rest of our lives?
焉知道城北华基得到我们今天在神面前蒙恩这个位分。
The ability that God gives us to bless us, what is that for?
就是要在神的普世宣教的计划里边担当其中一个重要的角色。
God wants you and me to play a part in the global plan of sharing the gospel.
我非常相信陈培华会成为神把这个宣教士，就是每一个我们每一个人都是宣教士这个位分拆出去的一个重要的基地。
I truly believe that this is the base where God will train us and use us and send us out to the rest of the world.
在这个时代、这个时候、这个点，神清洗陈培华基。
And this is the time, this is the era, this is the moment that God is going to use this church.
我相信他是要这个教会把他的好的福音传到世界的每一个角落。
I believe God wants to use this church to spread His gospel to the utmost part of the world.
这个就是今天神给我们每一个人的呼召。
This is the calling God is giving us today.
这个就是神给我们这个教会的呼召。
This is the calling that God gives to the Richmond Hill Church.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们感谢你。
Abba Father, we want to give thanks to you.
让我们得着你的心。
Let us receive your heart.
我求你在我们的中间打开这个宣教的门。
I pray that you open the door of missions.
在陈培华基里边成就你从亘古要这个教会所要成就的旨意。
O Lord, fulfill your purpose that you have ordained a long time ago for this church.
我们要宣告。
We have to proclaim.
无论我们向东、向南、向西、向北走。
No matter where we go, to east, to the west, to the north, to the south.
你都是一切国度的王。
You are the Lord of the all nations.
你是万王之王。
You are the King of kings.
万族之主。
You are the Lord of lords.
我们求你
we beg you, we pray
在我们的心里边动工。
We ask that you will work in our hearts.
因为今天在这个和平福音的这个召命里边
Because under this calling of peace plan,
就是一个跟你有更深的关系的一个邀请。
This is also an invitation that we begin have a deeper relationship with you.
求主帮助我们。
May you help us, O Lord.
给我一个更渴慕你的心。
Give us a stronger desire to know you.
让整个国语部每一天就是渴慕你的话，渴慕你自己。
Let the whole Mandarin congregation comes and desire to know you more.
求主亲自向我们国语部吹一口新的祷告的灵。
May the spirit of prayer come to the Mandarin congregation.
让我们的每一个人好好的在你面前祷告等候。
That each one of us will love to pray and wait upon you.
每一天更新我们的意念。
And renew our mind every day.
因为我们有的就是要主耶稣你的意念过我们的每一天。
Because what we want is your will, is your heart in us.
所以求主你帮助我们。
So we ask Lord,
给我们个合一的心，合一的灵。
Give us a heart of willingness.
Oh, Abba 天父，我真的看得见。
Abba Father, I am able to see.
你要重用这里每一个弟兄姊妹。
You want to use every one of us here.
你所给他们的机会，以前的经历都不是白白给他们的。
Because the wisdom and the experiences you have given to them is not just to give them for nothing.
当你把他们把这些东西放在你的面前的时候，就献给你的时候
，If they bring all these and they offer these to you，
你就会带领他们到更高、更新的地步，经历你的同在。
And you can use them and bring them to a higher level of your presence。
也得着阿爸天父你宣教的心。
And then they will inherit, they will receive the heart of mission of our.Abba Father.
所以爸爸现在求你就在我们的当中，在我们每个人的生命里边，展开你这个 missional work.
So Abba Father, may you start doing a mighty work within us.
现在谢谢阿爸天父。
We want to thank you, Abba Father.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣得胜的名求。
In Jesus' name, we all pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.